Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning is Jeff Budd, representing the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, to talk about Wearable Art Show.
Yes. Coming up March 7th and 8th at the Centennial Building.
And you've been preparing us.
Yes,
you know,
yes, ma'am.
You gotta come up with a creation.
Oh, yeah. Was a little bit late for that for this year, but it's not for next year.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is it's not like you haven't been trying to set everyone up for success for this show.
No, Well, people seem to – I mean, I'm always amazed about the creativity and where people get those ideas from and how they mix and match their music and pull this whole thing off and all the work that goes into some of the intricacy of the different – it's not costumes. The different outfits or art pieces that they do is just – amazing. And if you go down Main Street here, Lincoln Street, Harry Race has got half a dozen in their window, and Brenner's does, and the bookstore does, and the library has some too. So you can see past examples. And so it's fun to see the old ones and look forward to the new ones. And I get the descriptions, but I still can't. I think, well, that sounds pretty neat, but I have no idea what it's going to really look like. So it'll be fun to see what's new this year. And there's some new people doing things, and there's a couple of mother-daughter teams out there and mother-son team, and we'll see what happens.
I think I'd like to talk about some of the misconceptions, like one that it's all dresses and women participating. And
well,
I noticed a suit in Harry Race's window.
There was a blue tarp suit. I think I wore it. I think it was a couple of years ago, which turned out was very warm. But I didn't make it, so I'll have to be totally upfront with that. Mrs. Vastola made it because she's an awesome seamstress, and she's working on the one I'm going to do this year. There are some men. It seems to be the majority of women, but there's some couple diehard guys that will do it, Bill Foster, Eric Hazeltine, and I'm not sure if I'm running through the script there of who's going to be there. But it's for everybody. I think everybody all ages enjoy it because it's loud music. Not loud music, but
lively.
Lively music. Thank you, Holly. That's a better word. And there's lots of action, and there's colorful, and if you don't like one person's outfit, you know, wait 2 minutes, and it'll be somebody else's. And then you get a chance, you know, the way we do the runway, and then there's a grand finale, and then afterward, which I think we might be one of the only wearable art shows, we have the reception afterwards. So my favorite example, Ryan Kaufman made, the first year we did it, a dress outlet called DeGlovely out of halibut gloves, those orange and blue gloves. But I didn't know until I saw it up close that he had halibut hooks that helped hold the whole thing together. So some of those really small things, or if you look at Linda Board's hoochie dress, you can, when you see it up close, you can see all the work that went into that, and also her high heel shoes, extra tough high heel shoes. So there's some fun stuff out there.
And it might be difficult to see the detail because in Centennial Hall, they're walking on a elevated runway.
Yes. And it's, yes, it is. And if you're, even I think if you're up on the first row or two, it's still hard to see some of the things. So it's fun. People seem to really enjoy the reception and go get a chance to talk with the artist and or the model and look at all the work that went in there and get ideas if they're thinking about doing it as well. So it's fun.
Another misconception might be that we're small potatoes in the big world of
we do okay.
We were talking
earlier. I went to Ketchikan's. It's funny, the New Zealand says they're the home of wearable art. They've been doing it 23 or 24 years. Ketchikan did their 27th this year. So we went over and watched that. And we have nothing to hang our heads about here. We are every bit as clever as they are. We were talking – the real difference, I think, between they and us, maybe they are really into big hats, and they work the runway. Like I can, you know, use myself for example. When I go down that runway, I'm pretty stiff, and your advice today to exaggerate is good advice. But I get a little bit nervous up there. But I think that's the only thing that we need to work the runway better, do some more. Not many people do much better Vogue, but they consistently, everybody on that runway there had a movement thing going with them.
Where else in the state do they do wearable art shows?
Juneau, I think, is the 12th year. I think Petersburg now is this is our fifth, Petersburg the seventh, Anchorage, Homer, and I would think Fairbanks would also. But it sure caught on. I know they go down to Port Townsend has one now. And so anyhow, apparently, as much as I like to make fun of Ketchikan, I think it might have started in Ketchikan, if you can imagine that. But their stuff is pretty good, too. They have 27 years of trying to figure it out. And we're doing pretty good here.
And refining it.
Yeah, people will be impressed.
Are folks traveling to these other shows to do research?
Well, I know one of the women from here went to Juno to participate. Juno is a contest. They have first, second, and third place. So she went over there, and she's the woman last year that had she was the artist that had a dress made out of seashells. It was pretty stunning. And I don't know what her outfit that she took over to Juno was. But so she entered there. And then I like to go just to, you know, get ideas and see how they set it up, look at it from the organizational point of view. And I think Juno really has an engineer, somebody that really does a lot of work with their entryway. And so we have our kind of portal that's pretty cool. But at one year in Juno, they had like a cogs that opened and closed, like a huge, 20-foot gear, but open and close and let people on. And I think this year they had to – I was talking to Alicia, and she said we had to have 30 slides that had to relate to their piece or something that were played while they were walking. So I don't know. I haven't talked to her since she
got
back.
Sort of a multimedia effect.
Yeah.
Speaking of media, something that's very crucial to not only presenting your outfit and having a great walk is choosing your music.
That's a fun part. It'd be fun to take all the music and listen to it. We were talking earlier again on what I'm thinking I'm going to do, but the music is a fun part. And people, it goes from, you know, traditional classical music to hip-hop to country to rock and roll, you name it. So the music's a fun part. And what I was told, the first year we did it, we brought a woman over from Ketchikan who's been doing it forever. And she said one way to do it is choose your music first and then figure out what you want to do. So I don't know if
that's a good inspiration.
Yeah. So if you'd like, if there's some music you really like, then, you know, we have themes. Everybody has themes, I guess, but you don't have to follow. So this year it's been interesting. It was the five senses. So I can think of three or four or five descriptions where people really did take that and tried to use that as part of their piece that they're going to do and include the senses or one of the five senses. So, yeah, the music is a fun part. I like that.
I think one of the best uses of music was the group from Ketchikan that came over.
Yeah.
That I'll say the music, and then you can tell folks what the outfit was. It was AC/DC's Thunderstruck, which is a very powerful piece that some people might not enjoy on its own.
Yeah.
But then who are the people that
came
out?
It was the New Path Dancers, who are a traditional dance group from Ketchikan. And so they came out in traditional Native regalia. But they, instead of dancing, well, maybe it was traditional dance, but they danced to Thunderstruck, and it brought the house down. And if you want to get, you can just Google New Path Dancers or YouTube it or something, and you can see the show. And it was just synchronized. The music worked. Their outfits worked. It was a good show. And I think that was a good thing for us to see and get an idea that you really can take the step up. And my hit, going back again to when I was in Ketchikan, I used to MC the wearable art show, but they were mostly woven outfits or pressed felt. And maybe the second or third year, Ray Troll showed up with a 2x4 vest. And everybody goes, oh, we can do whatever we want here. And the thing just started getting, you know, funner and crazier and bigger and nuttier.
And engineers involved.
And engineers involved and sound specialists and seamstresses and everything else, yeah. So in my outfit, I had to consult with an engineer and a seamstress. And you were talking about something for next year where you're going to need engineer help.
My engineer is my brother, and he is in California. And we just couldn't get the distance working together. But next year, look out.
Yeah, your idea is really good. That's going to be fun.
So, again, the event is?
March 7th and 8th. Tickets are on sale at Old Harbor Books in the first 4 years we sold out. I have no idea what will happen this year. And we have two new spotlights. That's exciting. Well, whether they'll blind half the audience, I don't know. But we're working on the lights. The crew at the Centennial Building are sensational. They really go all out to help us in the string the lights and getting the runway from Mount Edgecombe. And it's a fun show. You can't have a wearable art show, I don't think, without a runway. So it's fun. That's a good facility for it.
And is there a reception after each?
There will be. Yes, ma'am. There will be receptions after Thursday night and Friday night, and there will be cookies and stuff as well, and an opportunity to talk with the artist and artist models and just see the show. Again, I think children all ages, little kids, I think there's a two-year-old maybe this year in it, and I don't want to say how old Bill Foster is, but whatever age he is, he maxes out at the other end, I think. And so it's, you know, in all ages in between and all kinds of music and all kinds of different outfits. So it'll be fun.
Well, thank you for telling us more about the Wearable Art Show coming up. Thank you, Jeff Budd, representing the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
My pleasure. Thank you, Holly.